though generally I'm a well-balanced individual, I have enormous joy, like receiving a phone call from my daughter in Egypt today and hearing the call to prayers in the background as she told me of her trip down the Nile. I have my share of sorrows. Just this Saturday, I had to put my dog Butch to sleep. He has been my loyal, loving companion for 13 years, my shepherd through arguably the most painful phases of my life. And though it was extremely painful, and I wept uncontrollably as he passed, I know all dogs go to heaven, and he is free as a bird, and what I did was merciful, and it's over now. I can see beyond the gritty, nasty surface and extract the beauty, compassion, the silver lining, but it is first with great devotion to my emotional truth. I can laugh, but only after I've paid homage to the vital presence of rage, sadness, or fear. While the prospect of a permanent ban on offshore oil drilling dances in my head, I cannot deny the present grim and reprehensible circumstances, things that blow right off the trauma scale. Okay, people, are you ready? Because I'm about to take you down, take you to the bottom of the sea. We're talking deep. In an effort to unleash your gushing self, as the days go by, things seem to be getting worse, and the only way to lift up is to bottom out. Just in the last week, we were informed that the leak in the Gulf is probably 10 or 20 or 30 times worse than we could have imagined. BP's failed attempt to do a top kill, an already terrible choice of title, leaves us breathless, imagining that we won't find any relief from the much-anticipated relief well till August. Millions of gallons of crude continuously spews ghastly, suffocating nightmares for any living creature in the vicinity. They call it the dead zone. 28 species of whales and dolphins, including orcas and bottlenose, turtles, shrimp, choking to death. Then there's the birds. I'm sure you've seen all these images of these mortally wounded creatures sludging through the marshes. The severe injury and the murder of these gentle, lovely innocents is dreadful. Then, there are the already Katrina-ravaged people of Louisiana, Mississippi, who are witnessing this tragedy that unfolds further into their future, their livelihood, their wetlands, shores, beaches, the eyes and lungs of their elders and children on their laps. Sorrow doesn't express the depth of suffering. Avoidable, unnecessary, malfeasance, incompetence, and misconduct. And throw in cruelty, and you have today's news of the humanitarian aid flotilla drifting defiantly toward Gaza, only to be met by the violent hands and arms of Israeli gunships who, without remorse, massacre human beings who came with only one thing in mind, to help those who are in terrible need. The White House deeply regrets all of this. I don't think the White House, or BP, or the Mineral Management Service, or Halliburton, or the Israeli government deeply regret anything. One cannot tee up on a golf course when one is in mourning. One is pulverized. And if the tragedy is still unfolding, one is obsessed with finding solutions. I don't believe these folks have the ability or capacity to deeply regret, because if they did, we would see a sign of emotion, like the Representative Charlie Melisson's tearful testimony before Congress. He could not speak because he was overwhelmed with grief. Imagine a CNN or CBS anchor breaking down like a human being. That is what is appropriate right now, an outpouring of grief and wailing that would be heard around the world and act as a catalyst for all sentient beings to release a flood of sadness and pain that has been swelling in our veins with each and every trespass and intentional violation of our precious, fragile world. For every oil spill, home foreclosure, pension stolen, every medical procedure denied or botched operation, for every woman raped or cut, for every child kidnapped and indoctrinated in an army, for every bomb, bullet, and blast, a cry would ring out, a liberation of emotion that could not be ignored or hung up on. Let these things break your heart. Let yourself in on the disaster. Let it move you to a place that is forbidden, the place that hurts too much. The results will amaze you because the weight of such things are upon you, and the eruption of emotional response is the truth of our dwindling existence. Once you touch this untapped well, with this force of nature uncorked, pick up the phone and call. Radio stations, television, the White House, Congress, let them know how you feel. Here's a couple of good numbers for you. 800-200-GULF. That's the Mineral Management Services. And here's another. 202-364-5600. That's the Israeli Embassy. This is Sherry Love.